broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. The temperature isn't the only thing falling. Check out super low prices during Cartoberfest. Going on now, only at Honda North. This is the Rock Station, 97.7 WLER-FM, Butler, Cranberry. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome to another edition of local music here tonight on the Rock Station, 97.7. We call this our Grassroots Show. And we're very excited to have you with us here tonight. Bob Cupp with you, Utah Burgess from Shady Lady Productions. Utah, how you doing tonight?
Doing great, Bob.
Looks like you've recovered from Zillion Tap.
Yes, a second Daniel Zillion Tap in the books now. And just hats off to everybody who put in so much time and work and effort to make it a success again.
And how many breweries they had this year. I mean, it's cool to see how a successful event that they had last year with all the turnout they had for a first year to grow it like they did and continue that support. Pretty cool.
Yeah, it has two of my favorite elements in the world, you know, music and beer, so can't go wrong.
That's right. Well, that's why it's an official Rock Done Right Tour stop.
There you go.
Right? So pretty cool stuff. And we have another special event coming up next month as well, Rock Done Right, reaching out to help out a number of people who are coming forward to help our good friend Dave Sloan.
Yeah, we're going to do a Veterans Day benefit, but we are switching that over to help Dave out this year. Great guy, one of the family of musicians in this area, and so we feel compelled to be a part of that and thank the organizers who have put so much work into getting this thing going. So November 18th.
Yeah, full day of music. Wow, the lineup they have put together, and to put it together as fast as they did it very, very well. November 18th, it'll be the upstairs of the East Butler Fire Hall. And if you see any one of our Facebook pages or the Grassroots page, just follow that. There's ways you can get involved. They're putting a lot of different things together to help raise money because Dave's got a critical fight in front of him, but it's going to be very expensive too, and that's where they're trying to help costs because Dave had Sloan's Guitar Emporium. He had to shut it down right now, and so there's his source of income gone.
Yep, and even if you can't attend, there are ways to donate also, and if you want to donate basket items for the raffle and whatnot, just hit some of the organizers up on the page, let us know, we'll put you in touch with whoever. So you'll be a part of it.
Good stuff. Coming up, we are going to visit with Mr. Rick Moses, and Rick's been somebody I've been promising to get in the studio for what feels like forever now, maybe longer than we've had this show, but deservedly show. So he is here tonight, and we're going to visit with him and reflect back into some tunes that actually take you back, but also are going to be tweaked to your present day, courtesy of Meat Locker Recording Studio. So a nice tie in there, and we'll visit with Rick coming up here. But first, a musician that, if you go back in time to yesteryear, was part of the band Triple X, and then eventually Too Tall Jones, and has his first ever solo disc out, and it's been doing pretty well, actually, nationally and internationally. Freddie Nelson talking about a song called Hey Doll we'll play for you.
All right, and we'll follow Freddie up with some Big House Pete and Love Is On My Side.
It's the Grassroots Show here on the Rock Station, 97.7.
I start to doubt, but I know deep inside there is a God and there is a plan for this confused and broken up man. It's hard to say goodbye, your best friend. Another good thing has come to an end. In my heart, you are still alive. You always taught me that love is all mine. Slips by and slowly you're gone. Memories fade and life goes on. I look for love and sometimes I find it's all around me if I open my eyes.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome back to our Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. Don't forget, we're streaming at 977rocks.com, and the show is always archived for future playback so that you can enjoy it at your convenience or your boss's convenience. Whatever you'd like to put together.
Listen while you're getting paid. That's what I say.
And we're brought to you in part by tonight, the Rainbow Inn down in Freeport, home of the Man Can Special. You know, the Buccos are done now, but you got the Penguins, you got football games, and you got enjoyment or just socialization. You know, that's the nice thing about the Man Can. It's good for long conversations.
Depends on how fast you drink.
Or how many you want. Rainbow Inn down in Freeport. Check them out. They're our longest-running sponsor of our show tonight. We are very excited to have a gentleman in that is very well-versed in this music scene, and he's got kind of a flashback, new look kind of thing, I guess you could say, when we're talking about some music that you're going to hear tonight, something kind of new but old. And we welcome Rick Moses to our show. Rick, good to see you.
How you doing, guys?
Doing good.
Good.
Rick, of course, this is a long time coming. I think I've been talking to Rick for 2 years now about getting him in on the show. So that's my bad on my part.
High-level negotiations.
Yeah, usually bumping into him at a Target or wherever.
We just had to get our people to get a hold of his people all this out.
So we finally came to an agreement, and here he is. But Rick, good to see you. Of course, you've been part of the music scene around this area for a long time. Let's kind of... for the average fan listening out there that may not have seen Rick Moses going back many years ago, tell them a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and how long you've been in this music scene.
Great. I'm a long time Butler resident. Play guitar my whole life, of course. I'm not a solo artist, of course. I'm a guitar player. I usually play in bands with supporting actors, and usually it's the guys in the bands. I like to keep the guys at the highest talent level that you can be, or like in my opinion, the best singers I can find, the best bass players I can find, the best drummers I can find, and then work from there, because you're only as good as your other supporting players are. Had a quite long history and some tragedy with the music you're going to hear. This recording was actually made a long time ago. They're pretty progressive rock, but the musicians involved, such as the drummer who was Bill Heckert, passed away, and the singer who helped me write the songs, Tony Russo, also passed away. And so they kind of put him on the back burner for the just out of respect and lack of any direction. And then after some thought, I said, well, let's reissue these songs with found another singer called Matt Organ, and boy, and after hearing it and saying, just somebody has to hear these songs, you know, it's just fun. It brings back the old, I call it traditional rock, where you have a long-haired guitar player who's playing solos, and this singer who's belting out the vocals, and
the good old days.
Shows our age, I guess.
Yeah.
But like I said, I'm not a solo artist. I don't play acoustic guitar. I can, of course, but I don't choose to. Mm-hmm. I'm not a great rhythm player. I am good, but on that area. But I'm not. But I focus. I'm not going to be a singer, which I can sing, of course. But I said, I'm just going to play one thing only, and it's lead guitar.
Okay.
I said, I'm going to focus on solos, become the best soloist I could be.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, also, I'm not a musician per se. I don't. Didn't go to guitar school. I really didn't take many lessons either. But I am an entertainer.
Okay.
An entertainer. And I tell you what, that has been the key to everything. And I can't stress this enough to musicians. I says, if you're going to go on stage, take the time, or people coming to see you take the time, you better dress the part, act the part, and practice your part. I mean, you see guys come up with flannel shirts. I mean, it's all these rock shows, and they dress like they're going to Target.
Yeah.
You know, I say to myself, you know, where's the motivation? Why? Yeah. You know, you're here to entertain people.
Right.
You know, you're an entertainer.
Yeah.
You're not a, you know, musicianship, of course, is you have to have that, but you have to entertain. That's kind of a lost art sometimes.
Yeah. Right. Rob and I were just discussing that very topic and couldn't agree more with you. I mean, that you're right. Dead on.
Like I said, with my band, I played in Plastered in Paris, we were fortunate to play 45 shows a year. That's a long... for 5 years. And there's a reason for that. Mm-hmm. It's because when we went there, we went dressed like we were there on... It's a business. It's a business. You know,
sure.
Not, I'm just going to pick my guitar up and show up. No. I said, we're going to go
out
there.
You're going to bring it. You're going to bring it.
And yeah. People just respond, especially when you play these harder songs to play, like Bark at the Moon, these people... Ozzy, these solos are the song. And if you don't... What's discouraging is going and hearing bands play and they're saying great, they sound great till the solo comes and all of a sudden,
yeah,
tink, flop. I said, I just, it gets me angry.
Yeah.
It says you, and I say, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to play these solos just as good and if not better than the original player. And that kind of has been my staple in the music industry.
Yeah, well, I think that's been the biggest knock in recent history when you go from mid to late 90s through the mid 2000 aughts here. what was the biggest knock on some of the music? There were no solos. It was like a lost art. So can these guys, I mean, obviously they can play like they're a rhythm track. You know, we know that. Right. But you know, so I think that was the biggest knock, especially for some, maybe, and again, maybe we're showing our age. But there was something about The Flash, even when you go back to the mid-60s beyond, when rock really started to create itself to what it is in the modern form, there was a lot of Flash, even in the hippie days, if you will. But then you got into the 80s hair bands, and yeah, people can mock the 80s hair bands, but why are the 80s hair bands today being used for television commercials? Right. Because the music has stood the test of time. Correct. And that was what it was about. It was about the performance, the Flash, and some of the bands that even weren't so good. They were able to survive.
Found a way. And also, another, we can't ignore is the internet.
Yeah.
You know, because I, of course, played before the internet, and you were certain ways you had to promote yourself, you know, how you look, how you practice, how you, and all that stuff, your talent. Now the internet has kind of has changed everything, yet changed nothing. Mm-hmm. You know, changed everything, because I've never heard so many musicians in my life. And, you know, I never, acoustic acts, there's thousands of acoustic acts now in Butler playing. That's great. But then again, the proof is in the pudding. Sometimes you go out and you have to actually play it well. I mean, if you got 2,500, but then again, you know, you have to practice your instrument. Yeah. Your ears don't lie. I mean, the internet is great for people to get out there, but boy, it's also can stick you away at the back of the line too if you don't practice your instrument.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
And yeah. I that's why I'm trying, like right now, and I'm not really playing live right now. I'm trying to get the internet. I have a web channel that I have a Rick Moses guitar, and I put my solos on there so people can actually. It's like an interview. I'm interviewing for California, or whatever. You know, it's an equalizer. The internet.
Yeah, sure, it really is. And you know, and it's a different time too. I mean, you're going to find what's good and bad, and a lot of it can be ignored or not be ignored. But in your time, you know, Plastered in Paris. I mean, it became word of mouth. You know, in a lot of cases, and if you were good. And people would hear, you know, hey, Plastered in Paris is playing here tonight. You made sure you got there because you knew it was going to be a good performance.
Right. Yeah. And we never had a fan site or invited our aunts and uncles and mom and dad to come. We just, if you were good, people would show.
Yeah.
A good example of yesterday, I told my mother I was coming on the radio station. She goes, what for? I says, well, I play two. I never. I don't brag about it. I don't go around. You know, I might dress the part. I just, thanks, Mom.
Well, let me
$20. Yeah.
let's let Mom hear something.
Oh,
then.
Gee, yeah.
And now you're calling this the Rick Moses Project.
It's been a project. That's my point. We had different intentions to start it, and then it kind of got put away, and then it's been a project getting it to this point.
Yeah,
you know, and my next step is to hopefully get the spark flowing with maybe get the singer going again and trying to get this out there. And
okay, well, let's play High Speed Mind. Now give us a little background on this song, if you would, Rick.
Well, most of my songs are not about love or relationships, or, you know, they're usually about higher ideals. This song was written, of course, I did the guitar work, and then we had contributions from, like, Timmy Erkman. He plays the Gravel Road Band bass player. And Bill Heckert on drums, who, of course, passed away tragically. And Tony Russo, who, of course, is a great singer who went to California and passed away also. But we had to find a singer to match him. We found him, Guy Matt, and he helped write the words. So I'm just I take credit for it all, but of course I can't sing, so...
Yeah.
I have to give credit to them guys too. They all put their parts in. You'll be able to hear the talent of these guys individually. Check out the singer, really good.
Well, let's give it a listen. It's High Speed Mind. It's the Rick Moses Project. Rick Moses visiting with us here tonight on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7. And keep your ears to the radio, because the next intro, you don't want to miss it. But we'll talk about that coming up.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
We're back on the Grassroots Show. Rick Moses is our guest here tonight, and you just heard a pretty cool little riff solo jamming right into a song called Heart Slam.
Heart Slam.
Yeah, tell us about that. Well, first, let's talk about the solo.
Well, I have to admit, I didn't do a lot of rehearsing when I did the solo.
Okay.
That's how, I just wanted to show, boom.
What
I
you could
picked,
do.
Picked
there
it up,
is.
Recorded it, and just see what happened. And that's kind of when it comes up, when you practice your art, your craft, mm-hmm. you know, it becomes ingrained in your soul, in your brain, in your, so you shouldn't have to worry about solos, or am I going to make them? It just comes out, mm-hmm. you know. The feelings come out and it flows out. And I tell you, I used a little guitar on that too on the solo. I have a mini star, less star, which is a 3/4 length guitar, 3/4 size. And boy, I actually have the video of that sax solo on my site. You can watch it. And you watch me playing this little guitar, and just you can just hear the bites and the, you know, just the intonation and the, not just moving fingers, but all the little intricacies that go along with playing lead guitar. And I'm not just standing there, I'm also moving around. So when I practice my art, I practice in the dark sometimes. You know, I turn the lights off and play solos, so you know where you're at. Because on stage, you know, it's not always perfect lighting. Mm-hmm. You're not always on stage. So I practice in the, you know, practice in the dark, and I don't practice songs. I practice my solos. I practice like I'm at like loud volume all the time, just to get yourself actuated to actually playing the solos.
So you're getting into the moment, but you're also feeling that moment as well, so that it's natural.
Well, that separates the men from the boys and that type of... You know, there's a lot of guys that want to play, but boy, if you don't have that oomspa, you're just one of the crowd sometimes, and I don't want to be one of the crowd. I wanted to, you know, it's too much fun.
Heart Slam, where did that come from?
Well, I always liked, like it's like when Van Halen would come out with a song that was, that high-paced guitar stuff, you know, and a lot of bands have one or two of them songs, you know, they come out with this. It's not danceable, you know. Mm-hmm. But boy, it's a high energy. It's one of them songs that you're depressed. You put it in your car and you're driving down the road. You put your gas to the floor and you know. And that riff kind of said, hey, this is a cool song. And then once you put the words to it, hearts, you know, like I said, what the words mean, I don't really, heart slam. It's more, you know, it's more of the singer's idea of what the song interpreted. But boy, the mixture of the two is just.
Yeah.
Quite impressive.
That's awesome. That's awesome stuff. Rick Moses joining us tonight. RickMosesGuitar.com is your site, too. Is that right?
That's correct. YouTube.
Okay. And you can pop on there and check out Rick. You know, I've always said I love music that makes me drive fast. Surprised I never got a speeding ticket until I was 51. But I don't know. Maybe I don't drive as well as I used to or hide as well as I used to.
Well, I have sports cars. That's all I drive. I have an MR2 Spider out there, two-seater, you know.
Yeah.
Take that top down, boy. There's that little yellow car driver around town. He
Here
knows
comes
that
Rick. Rocker,
hair flowing in the breeze, a cigar in his mouth. What's wrong with this guy? I'm living a dream.
We're gonna hear more songs from the CD that you have put together, Rick Moses Project. Did you do that with Jim Harpell at Meat Locker?
Well, actually, he did. He helped me. Because we originally recorded on a 4-track years ago and put it away, of course. And then I've known Mr. Harpell for a while. Like, he played with Tony Russo, too, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
And, of course, Chris Buehler, which, you know, all the respect in the world for him. You know, when I was in, he was kind of the competition a little bit because he was cocky, chewing that gum and singing at the same time. I said, whoa, he can chew gum and play guitar at the same time. But he was a good icon at the time. Not, you know... so that was kind of, I was drawn to Jim, and he said, I can do a little bit. So I gave him a couple dollars, and he cleaned them up a little bit. And I said, boy, people got to hear this, you know. It's a shame, you know, now, you know, that not just me playing, of course, but like the vocals and the bass players and the drum. It's just really, it's just worth hearing now. It's really worth at least getting out there.
How long were you and Tony together? Because I knew Tony, and I mean, there was a guy. I mean, I understand why he went to California, you know, because he deserved. He was somebody that deserved to take that shot at the limelight because he just had a remarkable talent. And when you looked at him, he wasn't a big guy, you know. I guess maybe he reminded you of a Bon Scott. I don't know, because he wasn't a big guy, but holy cow, he had a big voice, you know.
Well, he was a young kid. I mean, I'm an old guy, you know, an old man, and I've been around for a little bit. And our drummer, Bill Heckert, was the one. He was always looking for talent. He was the one always scooping.
Okay.
Hey, call me up. Hey, Rick, I found this guy singing at the Butler Mall. I says, what do you want me to do, you know? He says, no, you got to hear him, you know? So he come over, and we're playing these songs. I mean, we're talking hard songs, you know? A lot of UFO songs, of course. And Dio songs. And we're young kids. He was young, of course. But when you start becoming a singer that's capable of doing that stuff, it opens up and... We were quite successful, and I know his sister Lori, of course, very talented, you know, and you got brother Frank who plays too, and so, and then of course he kind of went his own way, and we had to find a singer to match him, you know, because that's hard, it's a big, big shoe to fill, but if you hear this singer, Matt Organ, I tell you what, he, quite impressive.
So, who influenced you as a guitarist? I mean, you know, you've talked about a couple of names, but who was that one that was just like, that's got to be me?
Well, I've morphed into so many different... I think I know what I am, but when I sit back, I say, I don't know. Ronnie Montrose kind of was my... Because he's a vibrato. If people know my solos, if you hear, I use a lot of vibrato. Not just the dive, which I'm a great diver. I love them. I just the harmonics and just... but I do it in my solos. I mix it in there. So it's just, it's like a David Gilmour on, you know, with rock type of... I had to, want to tell a story real quick, interrupt you. Bob might be included in this one. What happens is I was playing... When I go out in the clubs with Lori, we usually go and people recognize you. Well, they don't recognize you. They stare at you and you don't know what they're looking at. They're going to fight you or what's going on. So you're sitting there looking. And there was a band called Rockbot playing at TJ's Hideaway.
Okay.
Rockbot.
Yeah.
And they were playing great, but the fans weren't doing nothing. They were just... You know, and I, you know, so we're sitting there. Well, the guitar player had a wireless, and he decided to walk around, okay? And he walked over to where me and Lori were standing, and she was looking pretty good, you know, all dressed up, and this guy was playing, he was straddling. I says, why don't you give me your guitar? We'll trade you. I'll trade you, you know. Give me your guitar, you can dance with my girl. So he gave me his guitar. What a mistake. Oh, what a mistake. He took the girl, and I took the guitar. I went on stage, and Lori can attest to it. I only had like a minute and a half of the song. And everybody just come up. Everybody just came up, and they were screaming, and the singer's going at Chris Dittman, "What? Who is this guy? What is this guy?" Says, "Hey," you know. And it was, and then you showed up with your wife. And,
I remember that day.
And I said, "Man, I wish you'd have been there to see this."
I must have just missed it, huh?
But if it's that's the type of power of entertainer, you know. And once a guitar player saw me up there, he.
He wanted that guitar back.
I could
save my night. Good stuff. Oh, fun
that happens
stuff.
A lot, though. That's out of respect. I go to shows and people, come on, Rick, come on up. You know, and that's the ultimate respect.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
Play a song with us. Uh-huh. So I kind of filled my void a little bit now. We're playing in a band.
Yeah.
That's another story.
I'm going to put you on the spot. Your favorite place to play yesteryear, not today. Because we always like to reflect back because Man, I know what my Friday night travels were years ago, but was there a favorite place where the crowd was always great or it was a fun venue to be at? Can you remember?
Well, I hate to do that, but like I said, I like the Oakmont Tavern because it was a stranger place, a strange...
Okay. They might not know you there.
Oh, well, of course. You know, like Rockin' Haven, we've played, we were a staple there for years.
Yeah.
And they're, of course, they're... Still blossoming with rock. And we played her so much, it was kind of like, you know, second fiddle. We played the Longhorn Corral a lot, which is fun. You know, we played her every New Year's Eve for years. I don't remember having a New Year's Eve by myself or with Lori, you know, enjoying our stuff because we were always playing. But Oakmont Tavern seemed to be the place where people judged you. They were sitting there. They got, you know.
Okay. And it was a challenge.
You had to give it, or they wouldn't. They'd talk louder than you, you know. And they've seen a lot of talent there. There's a lot of a lot of talent goes through the, that area, you know, these musicians. And it was a, it's, that was my fault.
That's good stuff. Good stuff. Rick, again, his website or YouTube page is rickmosesguitar.com, and you can check that out. Let's talk about a couple more songs here. You've got Take It to the Top and Bite Down Hard. Give us a little description on those.
Well, Take It to the Top was a little jingle my brother wrote. You know, he would, when I was a little kid, he, of course, he took all the time up. He was... Because he's a full-time musician, so that's all he did. So, you know, well, I'm out there waxing my car or something, cutting grass. He's playing, you know. So, he would play this old jingle. And I said, that's a pretty cool jingle. And then, of course, he went the different direction, you know. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, if he ain't going to use it, I'm going to use it, you know. So I stuck it, and I had, of course, finished a song to it. And it's so I have to give some credit to my brother on that one, even though I don't know if he knows I stole it from him. But
he does now.
He does now. And like I said, this Bite Down Hard, the last song, is kind of where I try to show a little more. It's a little, I say, like a Yngwie Malmsteen, has a little classical to it, or a progressive scale to it. And the vocals in this song are just, you have to listen to his everything he says. His screams, it just amazing how I don't know if he can still do it now. I don't know if he's still doing Matt.
You're talking Matt Organ.
Matt,
right?
Organ, what, you know, what a talent. I says, of course, we're older now, so, but I mean, it's worth, and I think it's a combination of everybody's talent coming out in this one song, saying this is what each individual person can contribute to one song.
Okay.
Not just, here's a guitar player song, here's a singer song. Everybody's doing something in this song to make it, I think, worth listening to.
Awesome. Rick, great to have you in the show here tonight. Keep us up to date on what you have going on, especially if you're venturing out onto the scene again.
Okay, I'll email you.
Okay.
Let us see at the Flipper Rock game, maybe. That's a little bit.
Let us know when that solo acoustic show is. And
that might be something new that we can try out.
You're hiring. You fire somebody. What are you going to do? Oh.
Well, Rick Moses, it's great to finally have you in the studio.
Thank you, Bob, and thank you, Utah.
You bet.
And let's give it a listen here tonight on the Grassroots Show.
Rock and roll.
On The Rock Station, 97.7. We'll be right back.
When you shop Bros' Super Red at the top of South Main Street Hill in Butler, you're going to find them jam-packed, full of some of the best meats around. Deli meats and cheeses, homemade sides and salads, various cuts of steak, bacon, a full line of smoked beef sticks, hot cheese and more, and Butler's best hot sausage. And they're supporters of the local music scene as well, sponsors of the Grassroots Show and musicians themselves, as exampled by Austin and Diddy jamming out in the background. High on the hill and right on the price, it's Bros' Super Rat, corner of South Main and Rockenstein. Tell them the Grassroots Show sent you.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
Why not head to Jurgles this Thursday, October 19th, and catch the Mixus Brothers. They're opening up for the finalists from Season 10 of The Voice. So catch some local music and then some national music at Jurgles Thursday, October 19th, with the Mixus Brothers at Jurgles. The next stop on the Rock Done Right Tour is the Rock for Recovery Benefit Concert for Dave Sloan. This will be at the East Butler Firemen's Club from noon until midnight. It's going to feature a variety of raffles, food, drink, and live music, all to help out one of the local scene's very own, our friend Dave Sloan. You'll have an opportunity to see a number of great bands. $15 tickets in advance, $20 at the door. Donny Yozo, Mary Lou Scherter, Lions in America, Slammin' Doors, Shag Dog Melonhead, Anger the Ant, Tread, Greg Mara, Zone 8, Skell, just some of the acts who will be there. Come on out and donate to the cause. Let's help our friend Dave out. On the Shady Lady concert calendar. By the way, that's November 18th, if I didn't mention that. November 18th, the Rock Done Right tour stop for November. And the Shady Lady concert calendar. Coming up on Wednesday, November 8th, the Noble Hops Band will be at the Rockin' Haven. And just a couple of nights later, Friday the 10th of November, they'll be at the Edgewood Winery. Where can you go, have really great homemade food, meet some friends, stay and rock with the tunes of live bands, and hang out? The Rocks. You've known it as Rockin' Haven, Greenwood Drive in Butler. Family owned and operated with terrific food, great brewskis, and the staff all out friendly with a knack of knowing just what you want when you walk in. It's a great neighborhood tavern with great food and live bands on Saturdays. The Rocks. Rockin' Haven. It rocks.
When looking for a lasting, cost-effective solution for your next construction project, consider a post-frame building from P&W Construction. Post-frame buildings, or pole buildings, are great for commercial buildings, warehouses, equestrian barns, or garages. And P&W Construction is Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings. When quality counts, call Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction, at 865-9590 or visit papolebuildingconstruction.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Again, we can't stress enough, if you want to get your music or your band announced on the Grassroots Show, just send us a quick email, grassroots@bcrnetwork.com. Let us know the dates a couple of weeks ahead of time, and we'll put you on our calendar. And if you have a song, you want to get it on the radio, grassroots@bcrnetwork.com, an easy way to get in touch with us. Give our Facebook page a like, or just give us a shout, knock on the door, 252 Pillow Street. We're not hard to find, and we're here every Sunday night at 7 o'clock. Again, Rock for Recovery coming up November 18th. That is the next Rock Done Right tour stop. That'll be at the East Butler Fire Hall to help out our friend Dave Sloan. Please consider, if you get a group of fans together and put together your own basket. They're going to have auctions going on that night. I've heard of a bake sale and just other things. Come out and support the show.
Yep.
That's going to be critical.
It's going to be for a good cause.
And it's going to be all day. You can be in or out or whatever fits your schedule. They're going to be planning to run at noon to midnight.
Yep.
So, Rock for Recovery benefit. And it's a Rock Done Right tour stop, and we'll have more on that as we progress over the next month. Thanks to Rick Moses coming in and visiting with us and sharing some great music here tonight. That's my passion, seeing a lead guitarist. So it's great to see Rick in the studio here tonight. Hey, we're going to leave you with some guys that just recently played an opening gig in the last month, and it was great to see them back out and about. And that's our friends with Slant 6. No, I'm not going to play Bob's House Party. We'll play Our Escape for you tonight.
All right, and let's take the show out with some Silk 9 and their song I Don't Know.
We'll see you next week, Sunday night, 7 o'clock for Grassroots on The Rock Station 97.7.
something I'll never know.
I feel the weight on my shoulders. The struggle is something I can't let go. Each day that I'm sober is one day closer to not living alone. Only time will tell. If you look inside, you'll see there's a better part of life. Close your eyes and just believe. I don't know how to begin or when it away. You know I don't know. I'm moving forward, you're falling far behind. Falling far behind.
I see my life in its colder.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7. Broadcasting from the Honda North Studios, Oktoberfest, es denn jetzt los, eh? That means Oktoberfest is going on now, only at Honda North. This is the Rock Station, 97.7, WLER-FM Butler, Cranberry.
Welcome to another edition of Local Music here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7. We call this our Grassroots Show, and we're very excited to have you with us here tonight. Bob Cupp with you, Utah Burgess from Shady Lady Productions. Utah, how you doing tonight?
Doing great, Bob.
Looks like you've recovered from Zillion Tap.
Yes, a second Daniel Zillion Tap in the books now, and just hats off to everybody who put in so much time and work and effort to make it a success again.
And how many breweries they had this year. I mean, it's cool to see how a successful event that they had last year, with all the turnout they had for a first year, to grow it like they did and continue that support. Pretty cool.
Yeah, it has two of my favorite elements in the world, you know, music and beer, so can't go wrong.
That's right. Well, that's why it's an official Rock Done Right Tour stop.
There you go.
Right? So pretty cool stuff. And we have another special event coming up next month as well, Rock Done Right, reaching out to help out a number of people who are coming forward to help our good friend Dave Sloan.
Yeah, we're going to do a Veterans Day benefit, but we are switching that over to help Dave out this year. Great guy, one of the family of musicians in this area, and so we feel compelled to be a part of that and thank the organizers who have put so much work into getting this thing going. So November 18th.
Yeah, full day of music. Wow, the lineup they have put together, and to put it together as fast as they did it very, very well. November 18th, it'll be the upstairs of the East Butler Fire Hall. And if you see any one of our Facebook pages or the Grassroots page, just follow that. There's ways you can get involved. They're putting a lot of different things together to help raise money, because Dave's got a critical fight in front of him, but it's going to be very expensive too, and that's where they're trying to help costs, because Dave had Sloan's Guitar Emporium. He had to shut it down right now, and so there's his source of income gone.
Yep, and even if you can't attend, there are ways to donate also, and if you want to donate basket items for the raffle and whatnot, just hit some of the organizers up on the page, let us know, we'll put you in touch with whoever. So hope you'll be a part of it.
Good stuff. Coming up, we are going to visit with Mr. Rick Moses, and Rick's been somebody I've been promising to get in the studio for what feels like forever now, maybe longer than we've had this show, but deservedly show. So he is here tonight, and we're going to visit with him and reflect back into some tunes that actually take you back, but also are going to be tweaked to your present day, courtesy of Meat Locker Recording Studio. So a nice tie in there, and we'll visit with Rick coming up here. But first, a musician that, if you go back in time to yesteryear, was part of the band Triple X, and then eventually Two Tall Jones, and has his first ever solo disc out, and it's been doing pretty well, actually, nationally and internationally. Freddie Nelson talking about a song called Hey Doll we'll play for you.
All right, and we'll follow Freddie up with some Big House Pete and Love Is On My Side.
It's the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Sitting here talking to walls, I never really had that much to say. To doubt, but I know deep inside there is a God and there is a plan for this confused and broken up man. Goodbye, your best friend. Another good thing has come to an end. In my heart, you are still alive. You always taught me that love is on my.
Time slips by and slowly you're gone. Memories fade and life goes on. I look for love and sometimes I find it's all around me if I open my eyes.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome back to our Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. Don't forget, we're streaming at 977rocks.com, and the show is always archived for future playback so that you can enjoy it at your convenience or your boss's convenience. Whatever you'd like to put together.
Listen while you're getting paid. That's what I say.
And we're brought to you in part by tonight, the Rainbow Inn down in Freeport, home of the Man Can Special. You know, the Buccos are done now, but you got the Penguins, you got football games, and you got enjoyment or just socialization. You know, that's the nice thing about the Man Can. It's good for long conversations.
Depends on how fast you drink.
Or how many you want. Rainbow Inn down in Freeport. Check them out. They're our longest-running sponsor of our show tonight. We are very excited to have a gentleman in that is very well-versed in this music scene, and he's got kind of a flashback new look kind of thing, I guess you could say, when we're talking about some music that you're going to hear tonight, something kind of new but old. And we welcome Rick Moses to our show. Rick, good to see you.
How you doing, guys?
Doing good.
Good.
Rick, of course, this is a long time coming. I think I've been talking to Rick for 2 years now about getting him in on the show, so that's my bad on my part.
High-level negotiations.
Yeah, usually bumping into him at a Target or wherever.
We just had to get our people to get a hold of his people and hammer all this out. And
so we finally came to an agreement, and here he is. But Rick, good to see you. Of course, you've been part of the music scene around this area for a long time. Let's kind of... for the average fan listening out there that may not have seen Rick Moses going back many years ago, tell them a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and how long you've been in this music scene.
Great. I'm a long time Butler resident. Play guitar my whole life, of course. I'm not a solo artist, of course. I'm a guitar player. I usually play in bands with supporting actors, and usually it's the guys in the bands. I like to keep the guys at the highest talent level that you can be, or like in my opinion, the best singers I could find, the best bass players I could find, the best drummers I could find, and then work from there, because you're only as good as your other supporting players are. Had a quite long history and some tragedy with the music you're going to hear. This recording was actually made a long time ago. They're pretty progressive rock, but the musicians involved, such as the drummer who was Bill Heckert, passed away, and the singer who helped me write the songs, Tony Russo, also passed away, and so they kind of put him on the back burner for the just out of respect and lack of any direction. And then after some thought, I said, well, let's